Our gospel reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 6, beginning with verse 20. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what the ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you, that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. From anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask them for them again. Do to others as you will have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. I come to you today with a sermon entitled, "Remember Me in Your Prayers." When we talk about the celebration of All Saints' Day, for many of us, our minds immediately turn to those from our past. We look to celebrate those who have served faithfully and those whom the Lord has called home to glory. And though this is a wonderful place to start, it should not be where the story ends. For just as a building that is being built, when we look at a foundation that was poured perfectly, it does not mean that the building is complete. There's more work that needs to be done to make it habitable. This is the message that the Apostle Paul is encouraging the people of Ephesus to hear. As the church was beginning to grow, and the role of the leaders and the members were beginning to be defined, Paul realized that many of them were holding on to memories of the past in an unhealthy way. There were those who had converted from their Jewish faith, and then there were those who converted from other religions, and in some cases from no religion. But all of them were excited about this new faith walk that they were taking. We define those as the early Christians. And as they were coming together to celebrate this newfound life in Christ, many of them got stuck remembering how they came to this place. And so they began to tell their stories of their journey over and over again. And as we watched that begin to unfold, what we realize is that they were stuck in the place where some of us get stuck from time to time. That place, beloved, is this wonderful land called the good old days. Anybody remember those good old days? Allow me to allow me to go on the record by saying this. There is something that's absolutely wonderful about taking a trip back down memory lane to the good old days. So with that, I invite you to do something with me. Let's have a little bit of fun for a moment. So everybody take a deep breath. Oh gosh. Let it out. Now, let's take a trip down memory lane. Take a trip back to your good old days. Whatever those good old days might be. For some of us, the good old days might be when we were a child and we got that Christmas present that we spent a whole year being good for, hoping that we would get it. Or the good old days for some of us might be that time when we fell in love and we met the person of our dreams. Or how about this? The good old days for some of us might be that grand accomplishment that we made, winning that trophy or that award that we worked so hard to get, passing that test that we studied so hard to pass, growing that first successful garden so that we would have vegetables to eat for a meal or for the summer. For those of us who have run for public office, winning the election, whether it was our school election or public election. For those, the good old days might be getting your book published for the first time. For others, the good old days might be the excitement and the energy of getting your first real job in that career that you've been dying to get into. For others, the good old days might be graduating from school and never having to look at another school book again, only to have people try to get you to go back to school. Whatever it might be, think about it for a moment. Feel the joy that it builds up from within you. And for those who may be having a little bit of time, a little bit of a troubled time finding the good old days in their personal lives, let's bring it a little closer to home. The good old days might be the memories of when every seat in this room was filled to overflow, and all we could do to handle it was to have two worship services so everybody had a chance to come in and worship. Or the good old days for some of us might be those days when our Sunday school had so many children that we could barely contain them all because all of the classrooms were filled and we had to use downstairs as an overflow space. Or it may have been the days when we had so many willing workers who freely gave of their time and their talents and their tithes to ensure that the Second Reformed Church of Hackensack would live on forever. And as we reflect on those good old days for just a moment longer, now join me back in the present. And the reason why I invite you back into the present is because when we take that trip down memory lane, and we head off into that place known as the good old days, it's a place that brings about two sets of emotions. The first emotion is that rush of feeling good about all the things that we were a part of, all the things that we did. But then there's the bitter side of that. The bitter side of that is the part that reminds us that time marches on. And we cannot stay there. Things change. People change. Situations change. And that's what brings us back to the future. And so, with all of that said, regardless of what your good old days were, regardless of how you experienced them, the one thing they all had in common is that they were amazing moments in our lives. A gift from God. A gift that God gave us so that when we look forward into what's to come, It gives us the ability to weather any storm that can come our way. But more important than that, as Emily and I showed in our sermon for the young people, those moments in our lives give us a foundation to build on so that when we look to our future, we can constantly look back to that as that solid place to retreat to before we can build on and move forward and life becomes even better. Beloved people of God, this is the message that Paul wanted to send to the early Christians. Though God had started a great work through Jesus Christ and his followers and his disciples and all the people that encouraged them to move to that place where they wanted to become faithful followers of Christ, Paul told them, this is not where you stay. The celebration is just the beginning, but now we have to build on this foundation. And by accepting Christ and his teachings, he told them that you are now heirs of an inheritance, a great inheritance, but it's an inheritance that comes with a price. And the price are the instructions that God gave us through Jesus. And that is that we are to go out into the world and to make disciples, preaching and teaching the good news of the gospel to all those who would hear it, bringing them so that they can be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This was the price they had to pay for accepting their part of the inheritance to be a person of God, a follower of Christ. This is why he didn't want them to get stuck in that place in memory lane, that place where they would simply talk about the good days but not build on what's to come. Beloved people of God, today, as we celebrate All Saints Day, as we celebrate those who have worked hard to bring our church to where we are today, as we reminisce about all of the wonderful things each of them have done, as we have lit these candles to celebrate them and to acknowledge them and to show that from the Christ candle which was lit, how each person had the light of Christ in their lives that energized them, that carried them, that gave them the ability to do all the wonderful things they did, there are still candles that are left unlit on every candelabra. And the reason why those candles are not lit is because it's now our time to do work. It's our time to receive that Spirit of Christ so that we too can continue to build upon the work that they have done. And so on this day, as we celebrate All Saints Day, let us do just that. Let us celebrate each of the persons who we have lit a candle for today by continuing the work that they have started. Let us remember them in our prayers. Let us remember them in our prayers by building upon the work that they have done for the Lord, a work they started so faithfully that they now expect us to continue. Let us remember them in our prayers as we live our lives in a way that's truly acceptable and pleasing to God. Let us remember them in our prayers by being a blessing to those who are poor, who are hungry, who are struggling. Let us remember them in our prayers as we continue to encourage those who are weeping, and those who are struggling, and those who are going through times of sorrow and depression. Let us remember them in our prayers when we reach out to those who are steeped in life's troubles, heartaches, and pains, to the point where they can't see or feel or experience the joy that God has shared with each and every one of us. As we honor our loved ones today, in our prayers and in the lighting of our candles, let us be reminded of all of the wonderful works that they have done to build a foundation for us to stand on. But let us not stop and stare at that foundation, but let us stand firm on that foundation and build forward and move forward and continue to serve as God desires us so to do. Beloved people of God, let us not get comfortable reliving the good old days, but join with those who God has brought here today to make these days the good old days for those of us who are here. And then when that next generation come, when we hand over the reins to that next generation of people, young people, and the ones who will come after them, let them see the wonderful work that God has put in motion. Thanks to God for all those who have come before us and those who are here now. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for all those whose shoulders we stand on, all those who have laid so firm a foundation for us to continue to build on, that we may do a good work in your eyes. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them. And I thank you, Lord, for everybody who's here today who will continue this work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.